true. You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We bless the name of the Lord. God is with us. He is our help. He's our strength. He's our hope. And we bless God for what he's doing in this season. We thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are looking on Psalm 119. That's the psalm we are in. And we are now going to start verses 137 to 144. 137 to 144. And we see we are going to be looking on the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This 18th letter, Sade, T-S-A-D-E, Sade. This 18th letter heads 8 verses from 137 to 144. So we are going to be looking on this letter and see what we can glean from these 8 verses to show us the way and to show us that God is calling the church back to righteousness and holiness. God is calling the church back to him. The church has strayed, people of God. We have all strayed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. But people of God, God has laid on Jesus Christ the iniquity of us all. So we can come to him, run to him, cry to him. He will hear us and he will help us. So we see as we go into this Psalm 119, 1 through to 176. It has 176 verses. And we see this psalm is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other verses or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. So we see in this case, we see the one letter of the Hebrew alphabet heads a stanza of 8 verses. So we see, people of God, nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. Very important. We must take note of this. So the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, 122, and 132. So when we look for words that denotes God's revelation, we see words like word, law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All these words point to the revelation of God's word to us. So we as God's people must understand what this means. So we are going to be looking on the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you, O God, for your great love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us back to righteousness and holiness. We thank you that you're calling us back to your word. And we pray today in the name of Jesus, as we hear this word, we will purpose in our hearts to follow you wholeheartedly. Have your way, O God. Holy Spirit, I pray you'll guide us into all truth, so that, O God, Almighty Lord, we will walk in revelation knowledge and being transformed by the renewing of our minds. So, Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for all those who took the time out to come to hear your word. And we pray, O God, for those that are saved, O God, that they will grow in grace and knowledge of you. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we say amen. Amen. So, people of God, we looking on verses 137 to 144, and we are looking on the heading, which is Sade, which is the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We know the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters, so we are now at the 18th letter, which heads 8 verses in this psalm. So we see, people of God, the meaning of Sade. Sade represents a just person, as well as the righteousness of the Creator. Sade represents a just person, as well as the righteousness of the Creator. Righteousness and humility are the two defining traits of the Sade. Righteousness and humility are the two defining traits of the Sade. So people of God, we are called to walk in righteousness. We are called to walk in humility. We are called to show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we walk in righteousness and humility, we are showing forth Christ, for Christ is meek and lowly in heart. So we, people of God, must come to that place where we are yoked to him so we can walk in righteousness and humility. So look on verse 137 using the New King James Version. 137 of Psalm 119. The word said, "Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments." Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. The psalmist was saying, you are righteous, O Lord, and your justice, you are right. You are righteous, O Lord. So we see people of God saw there represents a just person as well as the righteousness of the Creator. So the psalmist was crying out to the Lord God and saying, Lord, you are righteous, O Lord, and your justice are right. Only you are just. Only you are just. All men are unjust, but only God alone is just. You are righteous, O Lord, and your justice, only your justice are right. So we have to understand, people of God, that we have to understand who God is. We have to know his attribute. He alone is righteous. He alone is just. He alone is faithful. He alone is true, people of God. He alone is good. He alone is love. He is God. So we as God's people are to know who he is. Everybody ought to know who God is. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your justice or your judgment. So we have to understand who our God is. Look at 138 of Psalm 119. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. Your words, O God, your record, your words that you have commanded are right and most trustworthy. Your words are most trustworthy. Only your word I can trust. We can't trust the words of men, but we can trust the words of God. Only his words are trustworthy, people of God. Only his words are faithful and righteous and true. Look on Psalm 119, verse 139. Verse 139 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. He said, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your word. My zeal has consumed me because my enemy has forgotten your word. What was the psalmist saying? My passion has eaten me up because of mine enemies who do not remember your word. I'm very passionate about you, God, and my passion is consuming me because of mine enemies. They don't remember your word. They have forgotten your word. They have turned from your word. So people of God, we have to come to that place where we become passionate about the things of God again. And when people do not want to remember God's word, somehow it's going to affect us. The psalmist said, my zeal has consumed me. My passion has eaten me up because of mine enemies who do not remember your word. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we become zealous again about the things of God. We don't just speak of it, but we truly become passionate about the things of God. And those who do not love the things of God are our enemies. So if they are not of God and for God, then they are our enemies. So we have to understand this. Psalmist said, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your word. So those who have forgotten the word of God is enemy to those who are in Christ. So we have to understand that truth, people of God. And we want to ask the Lord to help us to maintain that passion for his name. Look on verse 140 of Psalm 119. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Look on what the psalmist said. Your word is very pure. Your word is holy. Your word is true. That is why your servant delights in it. People of God, we need to start to delight in the word of God. When we know without a doubt that God's word is pure, it's true, it's holy, then we start to love God's word. We start to love God's word. He said, therefore, your servant loves it because of the purity of your word. Therefore, your servant delights in your word. We want to delight in the word of God. We want to love the word of God. We want to eat God's word. Let it be sweeter than honey to our lips. We want to digest the word. We want the word to transform us so that we become like Jesus Christ. God's purpose is for us. God's purpose for us is for us to be conformed to the image of his son. And when we see God's word as pure and start to delight in God's word, we find our lives start to be transformed, people of God. We start to become more Christ-like each day. So we have to first know that God's word is pure. Your word is pure. Your word is holy. Your word is true. That's why your servant delights in it. I delight in your word, oh God. I love your word. So we have to now start to love God's word like as the psalmist did, as he wrote here in this psalm. Look at verse 141 of Psalm 119. Verse 141, the word said, I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Look at what the word said. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. So what is the psalmist saying here? I am humble and hated. I'm despised. I'm hated by the world. The world will not love us, people of God. But the psalmist says, still I remember your laws. I still remember your laws. So we as God's people must know that the world will not love us. They will despise us. But we have to remember the word of the Lord. So people of God, we need to refer at this time to John 15. John 15, 18 to 19, and remember the word of God. So when we remember the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, when they hate us, when they despise us, we will not forget God's word. We will not forget his laws. We will not forget his precepts. We will still, people of God, be practicing God's word no matter how much they despise us. So look at what Jesus said in verses 18 through 19 of John 15. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So people of God, when we remember God's word, that is not us they hate, it's Jesus Christ. It's not us they despise, it's Jesus. It's the Christ in us. So we have to know the word of God. Remember the word of God so that we will continue to practice God's word and we will not falter and fail on the journey because the world will not love us. The world hates Jesus. And because the world hates Jesus, the world hates us. Christ in us. People of God, the hope of glory. So when Christ is operating in our lives, people of God, we will be hated. The psalmist said, I'm small and despised. I'm despised. Yet I do not forget your precepts. Yet I do not forget your precepts. They hate me. They despise me. But yet I do not forget your precepts. And when we come to understand, people of God, that as children of God, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to go through trials and suffering just for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But let us continue to be faithful until the end. Look at verse 142 of Psalm 119. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. So we see, people of God, as we look on the Sade, it represents a just person as well as the righteousness of the Creator. We have to understand that righteousness and humility are the two defining traits of this letter of the alphabet, this 18th letter. So we see, people of God, the word here tells us that your righteousness, O God, is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Your word is truth. Your righteousness is forever, and your law is truth. Your law is unchanging. Your words are unchanging. And we see people of God in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we have to understand that Jesus Christ is the truth, and he is unchanging. We see in John 17, 17, the word said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So Jesus Christ, he himself is the word, and he is the truth. So we can only be sanctified by the word. We can only be set apart by the word of God. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So we as God's people must know the truth. Jesus Christ himself is the truth. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. God's word is truth. So we can only be sanctified by the truth of God's word. So we as God's people must understand that we have to eat of his word. We have to study to show ourselves approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must know God's word. We must know his truth. We must feed on it and live a life that is set apart unto him. Only his truth can set us free. So when the truth has entered our hearts, when the entrance of this word has come to us, then we, people of God, will live a life of holiness, sanctified, set apart unto God. For his word is very pure. He said, your word is very pure. So only the purity of his word can set us apart for his glory and for his praise. His word is truth. So we want to hold firmly to God's word and continue to live a life holy and pleasing to him. Look on verse 143. 143 of Psalm 119. Look on verse 143. He said, trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. Trials and heartaches have overwhelmed me. Trials and heartache have overwhelmed me. Yet your commandments bring me joy. Trials and heartache have overwhelmed me, people of God. Trials coming from every side. Trouble coming from every side. Suffering and pain and heartache coming from every side. It has overwhelmed me. The psalmist said, yet your commandments bring me joy. Yet your commandments are my delight. So we can find joy only in the word of God. The word of God is our joy, people of God. The word tells us in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So only the word of God can bring the light to our hearts. Only the word of God can bring us joy. So trials and heartache is a part of life here on this earth. But yet your commandment brings me joy. I delight in your commandments. People of God, the commandments make me glad. The word revives me. It makes me glad. It gives me joy and peace and hope. We have to come to understand that God is calling the church back to the word, calling us to righteousness and holiness. He's calling us to be submitted to the word. When we are submitted to the word, we walk in humility, people of God. We are called as God's people. No matter what trials and heartaches we are going through, no matter how overwhelming it has become, let us remember God's word as the word of God tells us, in me you will have peace, John 16, 33. In the world you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, church. I have overcome. People of God, we have to understand. Take courage, Church of God. We are more than overcomers through Jesus Christ. Trials and heartache will come, yet your commandment brings me joy. People of God, we need to find that joy in the commandment of the Lord. We need to find that joy and that peace, even in the times of trial. In Christ, we will have peace. Are you in him today? We must be in him. He said, abide in me, and let my words abide in you. You ask what you will, it shall be done. And people of God, no matter what trials and heartaches and trouble we are going through, we can have that peace that comes only from Jesus Christ. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we as God's people need to delight, need to find joy, even in the midst of tribulation. People of God, we need to become mature in Christ so that we can joy even in tribulation. We can delight in God's commandment, even when we're going through hard times. So people of God, God is calling us up higher. And as the word come, let us allow the word to change us and to make us more and more like Jesus. Look at the last verse in this stanza. Verse 144 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Your words are right forever. So the word of God is not just right for a time or a season. It's right forever. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. So it's forever righteous. Give me understanding that I may perform your words. Give me understanding and I shall live your word. Give me understanding and I shall live by your word. That's what the psalmist is saying. Give me understanding. People of God, without understanding of the word, we cannot live it. So we need to ask the Lord to give us understanding so we can perform his word. We want to do good. And what presents itself? Evil presents itself. And we find ourselves succumbing to the old nature. But we want, people of God, to be completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit in our lives, who is able to keep us and who will give us understanding of God's word. He's here to enlighten us, to illuminate the word to us. The psalmist said, your words are right forever. Give me understanding. Give me understanding, oh God, that I may perform your words. So we cannot live God's word unless we understand it. We might be filled up with a lot of knowledge because we have been studying and we are knowledgeable. But we do not apply God's word. We are living a life that is not Christ-like because we cannot apply the word until we understand it. So we need to ask the Lord specifically for understanding. Give us understanding like the psalmist cry out. Give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding, O God, and I shall perform your words. I'm going to live by your words. Jesus himself spoke, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, practice them, I liken you unto a wise person who builds his house upon a rock. People of God, our faith cannot be stable unless we understand God's word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God and we understand it, people of God, we see that we will be able to live by God's word. We will be able to live Christ-like. We will be able to be producing because the word has now entered into our hearts. The word is now in our innermost being. Our soul man is now being transformed. Our mind, our emotion, and our will is being transformed because the word has become revelation knowledge. So when we have revelation knowledge of the word, people of God, we will be transformed. What happens is that God's people are reading God's word and not asking the Holy Spirit to illuminate the word to us. We need to ask the Holy Spirit daily as we go to God's word. Say, Holy Spirit, illuminate the word to me so I can understand God's word and live by it. I want to live by God's word. But how can I live by what I don't understand? So the psalmist cry out, and we should be crying out to God, give me understanding, and I shall live your word. So as God's people, God is calling us to that place, people of God, of understanding his word. God is calling us to that place of wisdom, where we properly apply his words to our lives. The word is coming, but the application is poor. We need to learn how to apply God's word. And if we don't understand what God is saying, how can we apply it? So we need to ask God for understanding. Give me understanding. Cry out like the psalmist. Give me understanding and I shall live your word. People of God, our desire is to live God's word. Our desire is to understand and to perform the word of God. But people of God, without understanding, we can't do so. So as we go through this scripture, as we go through these 8 verses, let us ask the Lord to give us that understanding so that we can live by his word. We can live a life of holiness and truth. We can live righteously in this present life. People of God, we can live a victorious life every day of our lives when we are completely surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are completely yoked to him, when we are walking in humility and meekness, when we decide to live a life that is holy and acceptable to him. So God is calling us up higher, children of God. And God is calling us to know and understand that we must walk righteously. Our Creator is righteous, so we must walk righteously. And he has communicated that attribute to us, so we also can walk righteously in this present life. But we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to walk righteously in this life. So we want to partner with the Holy Spirit and ask him to give us understanding of God's word. Ask him to illuminate the word to us. Give us revelation knowledge so that we can walk this walk. We can live this life holy and acceptable unto God. So we, as people of God, don't take this word lightly, but we must know that God is calling us to righteousness and holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see God. So we want to live a life holy and righteous before God, bringing honor and glory to his great name. God bless you all. We will stop here this evening, and we will continue next week in Psalm 119. We are going to go from 145 to 152, and we will be looking at the 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kof. So God bless you here this evening. Thank you all for coming out and for listening to these words. And we pray today that you will not just be hearers, but doers of God's word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to righteousness and holiness. And we pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will take us to that place in you where you want us to be, a place, O God, where we can represent you well, a place, O God, where we are completely surrendered, completely dependent upon you, Holy Spirit, and you will help us, O God, to walk righteously and holy in this present life. Father God, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for your people. We thank you for what you're doing in this season, and may your name be glorified as we continue to look to you by faith. Father, we love you, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, for guiding us into all truth as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings to all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will continue next week in the word of the Lord from Psalm 119, 145 through 152. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.